Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Were you definitely going to vote? Probably?
100%.
Okay, thank you, sir. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
And is your race white, white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Haitian, Native American?
Black.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is your age?
64.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sir, I'm going to read you the list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it's the most important issue for you, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs from 0 to 10.
10.
Making college more affordable.
8.
Okay. And improving K through 12 education.
Yeah, 9.
Okay. And reducing substance abuse in our communities. What number?
Doing what?
Substance
abuse. Reducing.
10.
Yeah. 10. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Okay, here we go. Sir, now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse than the white
community. Worse, okay. And I'm thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
As long as Trump is in office, it's worse.
Getting worse, okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Now, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, opioids and fentanyl, vaping, or alcohol. I know they're all making damage to the African-American community, but can you select two of them?
Meth and crack and...
Meth and crack. Well, likely don't do crack. The pills.
Okay. Thank
the
you,
last
sir.
One you said, what was it called?
Fentanyl.
I say heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, cigarettes.
Crack and meth.
Yeah, meth and crack and... And the fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to ask you your opinion of something called tobacco harm reduction. Now, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree?
Yes.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. I'd like to ask you for you to rate how familiar are you with the several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? For each, can you please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with this product? How about e-cigarettes or vapes?
Very.
Oral nicotine pouches. Very, somewhat, or not at all?
Very.
and he not burn tobacco products? Same question.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. And I'd like to give you some additional information about smoking today in America. Now, as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults. Only 1 in 10 who tried to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market, or more education and the anti-tobacco advertising? What do you think is the main reason?
That it's gone down?
Yeah, that it has gone down. The primary reason for these changes.
Probably, you said the government what?
More government restrictions and bans is one of the reasons. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Can you please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? Here's the first one. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Now, second statement. While it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of the traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications. Which one do you agree with more?
Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on.
Yes, sir.